Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's John, Jay, and Rich. It's time for John, Jay, and Rich Booty Call. All right, let's say hello to Allie. Allie, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
So you want to do a booty call?
Yes, let's do this.
Okay, boyfriend, husband, who are we booty calling?
Boyfriend.
All right, so the idea of the booty call is to get your boyfriend away from work to meet you at home or his home for, you know, a booty call. And we let you do it on our show, but only if you do it by our rules.
Oh, yeah.
And since Thanksgiving is right around the corner next week, we want you to just use Thanksgiving terminology in booty call form, okay?
I got you.
Okay. So is that pretty much all the explanation we need? Or why don't you tell us a little bit about your boyfriend, what he does for a living?
So he's a computer programmer, works an office job, 9 to 5. He's at work right now. So he kind of, you know, works at his own pace. He's in the office right now. So, yeah, let's see if we can get him to come back home.
Is his job pretty lenient? Like, is it a job where he could just pick up and go?
He could, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So if he says no, he's in big trouble anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. How long have you guys been together?
We could get away. We've been together 2.5 years.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Are there any terms that we should help with, to come up with, you guys?
I'm sure you've got plenty. Gobble.
Gobble's good. Mm-hmm. Gobble.
Horn of plenty.
Horn of plenty?
Horn?
Yeah. That's that thing that the pilgrims jammed
all
the stuff
in. I've got a few prepared here.
So. Oh, you do? Okay. So, Allie's like, ready.
Yours are cute, but I'm already ready.
I'm so ready to do this.
I'm trying to think of a little bit, like, when you're done, you know, like, oh, hey, wow, you still got a little bit on your chin.
What? Don't.
Done eating? No. You know, you got some. I said it the richest morning.
Maybe you can mash my potatoes.
Mash my potato. Or same along the same lines. How long do I have to beat it before it's ready?
What?
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, Thanksgiving terms, though.
Yeah, I'm talking about Thanksgiving terms.
Oh, gotcha.
He lost me on that one, too, Rich. My mind went somewhere else.
Shaking my head at you right now, John Jay.
You're just being disgusting.
Make sure to tie the legs together to keep the inside moist.
God, stop.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
No more.
Feel free to use those, Allie.
All right. We have to, like, keep reminding everyone their Turkey Day references.
Yes.
Like,
these are things you say at Thanksgiving.
Surely, it's only dirty if your mind goes there, yes?
Absolutely. Wow, I didn't expect everyone to come at once.
Oh, my God, Peyton.
Mark that.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Things said at Thanksgiving.
All right, Allie.
Happy Thanksgiving.
What's your boyfriend's name, Allie?
Shane.
All right, we'll get Shane on the line, and then you can start the booty call. Actually, you're going to get him on the line, but we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the John J. Rich booty call.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of John Jay and Rich booty call. I think this is going to be one of my favorite booty calls because it's like
a
no-brainer.
So,
I mean, Allie is going to try to get her boyfriend to come home to meet her for a booty call using Thanksgiving terms, okay? There's a lot of things that sound dirty on Thanksgiving that really aren't, right?
More than I even imagined.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, it's Cool Whip time. You can take that any way you want. Right?
But Allie, you say you have prepared for this. You are ready to go.
Oh, I do. I do. I have puns prepared. Trust me. Let's do this.
Ooh, this will be fun.
I still want to like keep trying to come up with some before you use them all.
Let her.
I don't think she'll come up with the ones we come up with.
You come up with the ones that you come
It's
up
a little dried. You still want to eat it?
Ew.
What do you mean? Ew. I'm talking about the turkey meat.
It's all okay, but we are all
your mind is going in the dirty places, Kyle.
Kiki Kyle.
Stop it.
All right. Let's get Shane on the line. Now, you're going to have to three-way him, okay?
All right.
Hey. Hey, Allie?
Hey, babe. What's going on?
Hey, How's work going? Fine. I'm just getting my presentation ready for my meeting next week.
Yeah.
How's that?
Well, I was just calling because I think you should take a break. I know you've been working so hard, and I think you should get that green bean over here so that we can casserole around.
Wait, what?
Come on. Just come on home. Let me pull on that wishbone of yours and gobble up something.
Wait, Allie, are you high or something? Like, why are you being so random and weird? Like, I'm at work. What is going on?
Hey, come on. You should just come home so you can baste me like a turkey with your gravy.
Oh, my God. Allie, dude, I don't understand.
Come on. Shane, babe, I want your stuffing in my mouth, and then you can spray me with your white, creamy mashed potatoes all over my face God. Like I know you like.
Allie.
Come on. What do you mean? What is this? You know, I've always had a thing for butterballs and your corn on the cob. Just come home. You know? I'm waiting.
Why are you being sexual
warm
with Thanksgiving
apple hush?
Why are you being sexual with that Thanksgiving food? I mean, is that a new fetish? You like want me to throw gravy all over you? Like, what's going on?
I mean, babe, come home and find out. Aren't you curious? I know you love Thanksgiving.
I do, but I mean, I don't like to mix Thanksgiving dinner with pleasure. I mean, I didn't know that that's what you're into.
Thanksgiving is pleasure. Come on.
I mean, I do love a warm apple pie. I will give you that.
Yeah, I know you do. I got one waiting for you right here.
With all the trimming?
All the trimmings, baby.
Oh, man. Allie, like, I got a stiff one. Literally, like, I'm at work, and I'm trying to get this all done, and, like, literally, you're making me, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're mixing it.
Yeah, you've reached the proper temperature.
I mean, my corn on the cob is definitely getting stiff, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I thought so.
This is out of control. I can't believe you. Like, what are you doing? I mean, you know, I have this big meeting. Like, it's all fun and games, but I really have to get all this done. I mean, did you smoke
anything?
Come on,
babe.
Like, did you?
I just want to be stuffed. Like a Thanksgiving turkey. Come on home.
This is all lovely and confusing. I mean, I would definitely come home and stuff you with my turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about this food and sexual, but I would love to, like, put gravy all over your body and, and shove mashed potatoes. Like,
in your,
I don't know. This is so weird. I mean, people.
It's weird for us too.
It's really uncomfortable, quite honestly.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
No.
My girlfriend is acting up, and who's this?
You're on the air. You're on the air with John G. and Rich.
What?
This is a booty call.
Oh my god.
Yeah. How about? Well, that's one terrific spread.
Hell yeah.
What about?
Allie, what are
what
you
a
doing?
Huge breast.
Oh my god, Allie, you can't.
She was trying to talk you into leaving work to see if you'd meet her for a booty call, using Thanksgiving terms.
Oh my God! I was one. I'm
yeah, did
never
it work?
Talked like
Are
this,
you on
so
your
I,
way?
I mean, I do have. I can't leave yet because I have this presentation, but I definitely will give her some of my gravy later today.
Uh-huh.
It's too late.
When we get home.
Too late. She's in the mood for a little dark meat.
Oh God! Don't say that.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be interested in leftovers later. You know, I want to feast right now.
I know. I mean, Allie, I can't believe you're doing this. This is out of control. Like, it's crazy.
I don't like the way you guys eat Thanksgiving.
Who sprays mashed potatoes? You don't spray. What kind of mashed potatoes are you making?
Literally, we're going over to her mother's house next week, and now I'm going to be so uncomfortable about what she told me eating the mashed potatoes. I mean, I'm going to be sitting next to her grandmother thinking about that she wants me to baste her. Like,
who has soft corn on the cob?
Corn on the cob's always stiff.
My corn on the cob's getting stiff. What?
Like, I can't believe you said no.
Yeah, part of the cob that's not stiff. You can take it back.
I'm gonna make sure that I make direct, intense eye contact with you the whole time during dinner next.
Oh my gosh, like her just eating the mashed potatoes and staring at him across the table.
If my wife said, "Bring your little green bean over here," I would have been like, "Oh, what? Hey, now, playtime is over."
I love apple pie, and I won't be able to eat it because I'll be staring at Allie. Oh, my God.
All right, you two. Well, that's the John Jane Rich booty call.